Is Germany's biggest bank a symbol of Germany's emerging financial weakness, or are woes of Deutsche Bank that have been kicking up a storm on global markets simply the story of a bank in over its head in the subprime mortgage crisis? The U.S. Justice Department last month revealed it was preparing to hit DB with a $14 billion fine, far above what the bank says it could pay. Now there are questions about the German government, and markets are trading on every rumor of a possible settlement with the Justice Department. Stefan Mueller, the CEO of Frankfurt-based boutique research company DGWA, says the Justice Department holds all the cards right now.
Somehow, a couple of days ago, somebody named this number of $14 billion. Interesting enough is that there was never a comment from Deutsche Bank that they said that's not true, which actually gave the market the impression that it is true. And however, John Krein, the CEO, always said that he thinks that it will be much less. And over the weekend, we have another rumor that they found an agreement with the DOJ about $5.4 billion, which is still twice the number of US dollars that the Deutsche Bank reserved for it. They have $2.5 billion in the balance sheet. Whatever is true, it's a lot of rumors around that. Also, the chancellor was involved. I think that we will have a single-digit billion number. If it's 5.4, if it's 6 or 7, at the end of the day, it's not that important. But it shows what Deutsche Bank has done in the past, and now they have to pay for it.
Is this a case of bad behavior by Deutsche Bank, or is this a symbol of the weakness of Germany, which has always been relied on now in the crisis over the last 2 years in the Eurozone, to essentially underwrite bailouts that need to take place in, you know, southern countries like Greece and Spain?
I would not put it on that level. Fact is that the original business of Deutsche Bank, which means being a retail and corporate bank for German people and for the German corporates, is still running very well. I mean, it's a huge country with very wealthy people and companies, and making losses in this kind of business is almost impossible. The problem is that this bank grew very fast to one of the leading banks in the world in the last century, as parallel to our industry, which grew to that level. And then they decided to expand into the global investment business, put all the dollars and euros and whatever money they made with this, let's call it, boring business into investment banking bets. And people, mostly not in Germany, mostly out of London, New York, and in Asia, did this typical investment business, which failed. Not only Deutsche Bank failed, all the other banks failed as well in various crises in the last 10 years. But it has nothing to do with kind of a political decision or a situation here. It's simply that the bank put their bets in the wrong area.
You can go to the movies here in the U.S. and see this film, The Big Short, and see that Deutsche Bank is one of the characters in that movie. And I'm wondering if that film fairly portrays the extent to which Deutsche Bank was really involved in the mortgage securities business, and that in some sense they were out of their element in dealing with these derivatives and credit default swaps and all these exotic financial instruments.
I think kind of it may be true. The thing is, you know, investment banking is not a typical German business. Automotive is a typical German business, but not investment banking. On top of that, it's not the case that people like that business, like people in London and New York love that business because it gives them all the money to have that nice life. But Deutsche Bank made it happen to be number 5 in the world of investment banks, and number 1 to 4 have all been or are still U.S. banks. But they saw that there may be coming up a huge competitor. And there may be some activities in the background. I'm not a friend of these theories. However, Deutsche Bank was the only global player who came close to the 1 to 4 American players. And maybe at some point they were sitting somewhere in a nice restaurant in New York and decided, okay, it's enough, let's do something. But, I mean, I wouldn't say that you're right. I wouldn't say that you're wrong. This kind of business is also very close to rumors, stories, big things. So I think at the end of the day, Deutsche Bank was showing their limits.
Well, they flew too close to the sun and definitely got burned financially, at the very least. Stefan Mueller is the CEO of the Frankfurt-based boutique research company DGWA. Stefan, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.